Hello, family and friends. I'm honored here for day three with Dr. Chris Holland and his wife, Pastor Vicki, from the Father's House in Indianapolis area. And I'm honored today. We're going to get into Vicki's testimony a little bit. And so I just love testimonies. I've had so many amazing testimonies. You know, a guy that was in the Aryan Brotherhood in prison. And just some of the testimonies, it's amazing how there's no valley low enough where God can't find us.
Well, if you think I was bad in any way, shape, or form, wait till you hear her say, you want to talk about a what?
Well, Father, we come hungry today. We're ready to receive. We're in receiving mode, Father. Thank you for this testimony, and we're ready, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Amen. Pastor, I'll let you introduce your wife. We hadn't really formally done that yet.
This year will be 37 years I've been chasing and kissing this woman right here.
Amen.
It's a long time.
And we met. We had a very precious best friend, was my best friend. I didn't know her or know that he was her friend, too. In North Carolina, he was an apple farmer. And I was going through college after I had cancer, voc rehab. Put me back through college to learn another trade. I went into electronic engineering, and we met there. He introduced us.
Wow.
John did. And
I had met John about a year before that.
Yeah.
Right after I'd gotten saved, I was walking on the beach, and he came up beside me, and I'm like, I do not want to talk to this guy. And he started talking about Jesus, and I said, well, maybe I do want to talk to this guy. And we had a whole real wonderful conversation about Jesus. And, of course, I was passionate about the things of God because I had just met Jesus. And so we kept in contact. We lived several states apart from one another, and we kept in contact with each other. He was always seeing somebody when I wasn't, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So he and I never saw one another on anything but a friendship level. And then he told me that he had this thing in his life that he would introduce his friends and they would get married, and it had happened many times. And I'm like, well, I don't know what we're waiting on.
He was never married.
Wow.
He died never married.
Wow. I said, I don't know what we're waiting on. Introduce me. Let's get on with the program. And he just laughed. He had this, oh my lands, he had a great laugh. He had this belly laugh
that was
awesome.
Don't make me cry on the podcast.
God moved me to within 2.5 hours of where he lived, which I knew no one else there. And so I made arrangements for us to go hang out on a day off. And he said, let's go meet Chris. And I knew, because, you know, it's different. Girls say a lot of details to one another. Guys don't. So when you have a guy friend, you have to know, you have to read between the lines. So when he said, let's go see Chris, I knew that this was going to be the introduction.
Okay. Well, and I was a huge catch. I was going back to college. And I'd lost everything because I had to walk away from the plant where I was working, and I was making great money, great benefits, but I had to leave it. So here I could only work a certain amount of time. So I'm pumping gas at a Texaco full service gas station.
Nice.
For $3.20 an hour, 20 hours a week. That's all the time I could work. I lacked a year paying off my car. I had to refinance it again for 3 more years.
Wow.
Because I couldn't make the payment because I just didn't make enough money. But if I'd have made more money, then voc rehab would have kicked me out of the school program. So when she met me, I'm in a wonderful candy stripe Texaco uniform and washing people's windshields and pumping their gas for my living.
And I'm making more money than I ever dreamed
Holy
possible.
Holy smoly. She was.
And I'm driving a brand new Cougar.
Yeah.
When I pulled up to the gas station with John.
Now, she did not say she was a Cougar. She said she was driving one because she was very young then. So just making sure everybody's clear on that. So that's how we met. Go ahead. And
so,
be fair, be nice.
He had just broken off an engagement the night before. and thrown the engagement ring out the window of his car because he was so upset.
Wild, man.
And the thing that impressed me about him in that moment when he was telling John and I about that was he made me laugh. He was laughing. So in obviously in pain, but being able to laugh through the pain was one of the things that that first caught my attention. But we left there. John and I went antiquing to just kind of hang out and look around and spend some time together. And when I was getting ready to go back home, I had a 2.5-hour drive, and getting ready to leave, we're headed back to John's place to drop off the vehicle. And Chris is pulling out of the road connected to John's place. And we stop, roll down the window, and he tries to explain why we're running into him so close to John's house. It's obvious that he is stalking me.
It's John.
It's obvious so to everyone
involved.
It's
the moment where divine opportunity comes about.
Yeah.
And so there was such a hunger in her eyes when I knelt down beside of her car.
Oh, my.
I knew that
these
it
are
would
new details.
I knew it would create some tension in her life.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, well, I better go soothe her conscience.
Right, that's what it
help
was.
Her. Yeah.
So John invited Chris back to his place, and we literally sat at opposite ends of the living room. John was 100% silent for 2 solid hours, and Chris and I talked solid for 2 solid.
And then
solid
I realized that he was being solid, and I turned and went, oh, John, I'm so sorry. And he belly laughed. He said, I've just been enjoying listening to y'all. It's been great. But definitely just a divine, it was the hand of God. I don't know any other way to put it. But because coming from what I had come through with all the heightened emotions of cancer and all the reconstruction, all that stuff and losing that relationship, literally she would have been crazy to have even wanted to talk to me. And I didn't stalk her.
Totally.
Well, that's your story. I think she worked her craftiness on me somehow.
Oh, my.
Sliding potions in my Coca-Cola. But God had a plan.
So we went out the first time and had a great time together, talked and talked and talked. When he called me for a second date, I asked him what he wanted to do, and he said, get married. And 3 months later, we were.
Wow.
Yeah.
3 months later.
All these years, smooching all these years.
Yeah.
And preaching the gospel together. We've been on so many missions trips together. We've laid hands on so many people. We've seen God touch and heal bodies and grow legs and arms and deliver people from cancer and demons and help marriages and it's been kind of our ministry together, plus pastoring the church. Great, great mom. Could not have desired a better mother for the son, for the boys. Great homeschool teacher, great preacher, great teacher of the word, and a great example of a woman walking on the planet serving Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm excited here to go on to the next day here. And maybe, Vicki, do you want to share the prayer here to finish out service? All right.
Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to share our story. May it encourage those who hear it, and especially those, Lord, that have been waiting for a long time for a mate. I ask,
yes,
Father, that you would minister comfort,
yes,
to them,
Jesus,
and bring them the desire of their heart. In Jesus' name,
Jesus' name.
Amen. Then how can they contact you, please?
We are at tfhindy.com, and we are in Indianapolis at 1551 South Franklin Road.
And I encourage, if you're in the Indy area and you don't have a home church, to come on, check out the church. It's a wonderful church, and I know you'll be blessed. Well, folks, we sure do love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.